All right, man. I had a random thought over the weekend. Why do we give positive praise to people that we don't know personally based solely on their profession? Right. And what made me think about this is you look at a lot of things that are going on in the world, and we feel like, oh, teachers are amazing. And you know, anybody who's a teacher is this, and anybody who was a veteran is this, and blue lives, you know, matter, and all those different things. And it seems like we just give a lot of positive praise to people that we don't know. It's safe to say that all cops aren't good.
Right.
Right. Now, I know some cops who are amazing.
Yeah.
And I would totally give them positive praise. We look at veterans, right? And because they made that sacrifice to sign name on the dotted line, I respect anybody who's done that. Mm-hmm. But just because someone served that you don't know, you know, do you walk up randomly to them at the airport just because they have a Air Force t-shirt on and say, hey, thank you for your service? You'll know if this person wasn't, you know, actively in the military.
Right.
You'll know what they did in the military. You just had a guy that got arrested in December who joined the military September 19th and was an ISIS sympathizer and was giving information to ISIS, right? So you just don't really know it. And I just find it interesting that we, when I was looking at the insurrection at the Capitol, a lot of those people were veterans. They knew that what they were doing was wrong.
Right.
So I just find it funny how we just blanketly support people that we don't really know. You had a lot of people willing to give their life for the president. Now, I like Obama, but if Obama said, hey, I need everybody to come down to the Capitol in March, I'd be like, yeah, no, Obama, I'm good. You know, I'm not going to do that. But I just find it interesting that we just praise so many people that we don't even know them personally. Does that make sense?
So let me see if I get this correct. Because you just said, if you see somebody in the airport that has an Air Force shirt on, do you go up and say, thank you for your service? Well, I don't think you do. I think if you see them in their uniform, if you choose to go up and say, you know, thank you for your service, I have no problem with that. If you see a police officer in uniform, you see a firefighter in uniform, I have no problem with you saying thank you for your service. I wouldn't add doctors to the list because doctors are very well paid for what they do. Matter of fact, some of them are way, I'm never going to say overpaid because you never know when you're going to need a doctor. I'll just say my insurance is high as hell. But I will say that, you know, police officers, teachers and firefighters, and even in the military, they're not, you know, would I say underpaid? Yes, you could almost call them underpaid, right? Because they do, besides teachers, they do put their life on the line. But then again, depends on the school. But the point is, I've never done it because I've heard active duty people say how uncomfortable it makes them feel when random people just walk up to them and go, thank you for your service. Or they walk onto a plane and they start. And they're like, okay, look, I just want to get to my seat, you know?
Yeah.
I agree with you. If you want to give up your first class or your business seat to somebody in uniform, I'm totally for that. It may make them feel a little uncomfortable, but I get the gesture, right? But to your point, somebody just wearing an Air Force shirt, you can buy an Air Force shirt, a shirt that says Air Force. So, yeah, I wouldn't go that far. But there is a reason for that. You think of 9/11 is why all of a sudden there was praise for the military, because prior to that, there wasn't this big admiration for our military. As a matter of fact, that's what balanced the budget in the 90s. Clinton cut the military, you know? You go back to the first Rambo film, First Blood, and Brian Dennehy, when he stops Sylvester Stallone, tells him, you better be careful walking around here with that jacket on. People see that flag, they're going to think something wrong. That flag wasn't any other flag than the American flag.
Yeah.
Which is so highly praised now.
Yeah.
So at the same time, it's great to see people acknowledge the military. But yes, should you praise everybody? Because not everybody has the right intentions.
Very true. You know, and I think if someone's in uniform, I totally respect that. And I'm still not going to go up to them and say thank you for your service. And I'm a military kid. I just don't do that. I think that's what you chose to do. And I respect it, but I'm just not going to do that. But when I was in Lincoln, Nebraska, it was Veterans Day. And I think on Veterans Day, you know, a lot of these restaurants, they give discounted or free meals to veterans, right? Cool. I'm at this restaurant in Nebraska, and I'm just sitting there to this guy, big, burly, you know, white dude, big beard. And we're just randomly talking, and he tells me that, you know, through our conversation, find out he's in the military or was in the military. He's a veteran. And I was like, oh, cool. You know, well, thank you for your service. He was like, yeah, whatever. And I was like, so you don't really think like this is a big deal? Like these restaurants do that. Like, do you like it? He goes, I really don't give a shit. And I was like, okay, why is that? Come to find out, he was a Ranger. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, do you mind if I ask you some questions? Because I was so curious. And
it's inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah. I was just super curious. And the guy was, it was a cool experience because this dude shared a lot of things with me that mm-hmm. you probably don't hear on a regular basis, talking about how, you know, how many times he was shot, where he was stabbed, different things he did. And that shit blew my mind because, you know, we see the military. We don't really think about the people who are on the front line, like in war and what that is like. Don't think about it on a daily basis. And so the fact that anybody that signs up for the military, there potentially could be a chance that they could go into war. I respect that. Mm-hmm. Right. Because I didn't do it. But his point was like, if these people want to go around and get their free meal, whatever, I really don't care. And it totally changed my perspective a little bit. And I remember years before that, I was a part-time bartender at an Applebee's and I had to work Veterans Day. And I'm behind the bar and this guy standing there, older black man, has a, you know, veteran's hat on. I don't know what branch of military he was in. So he walks up and I'm like, you know, hey, sir, how you doing? What can I get for you? And he was like, it's Major. Don't call me sir. And I was just like, well, fuck you then. I mean, I was just trying to get you some food. How am I supposed to know you are a Major? You know, I don't know that. There's nothing on him that says Major, whatever. Yeah. I just had a veteran's hat on. But he had this attitude, and I'm not trying to minimize what his accomplishments in the military or mm-hmm. or his rank, but the attitude of it. Yeah. I was like, whatever. But when I look at a lot of people who just praise everybody in a certain profession,
yeah,
I just find that it's hard for me because I get the sentiment behind it. But I'm like, everybody is not good. Right. So why are we saying everybody that did this are like awesome? We don't really know that, right? Think of even entertainers. Right. I remember when the whole Bill Cosby thing was going down and people were just constantly just there's no way he did that. I'm like, you don't know him. How do you know he didn't do that? Yeah. I don't know. I can't defend somebody I don't know. Right. But I can totally say the people I do know that are, you know, veterans, active duty people, I know that are teachers, people know that are cops. I know some that are amazing people. Right. And so I would totally say, hey, that person is a good person. But if you don't really know him, why do we get all, you know, star spangled awesome for strangers? I just don't understand that.
Because if you saw, what's her name? Ashley Babbitt. And, you know, so that she's a veteran. There people say, thank you for your service. But do you say the same thing when you know that she was an insurrectionist at the Capitol trying to enter the last line of defense for the senators and the members of Congress? No, at that point, now you're a traitor. So,
right.
So to your point, I get that. But I also understand why people do it. I understand why people do it. It's that sense of pride, sense of national pride, sense of I'm an American. Thank you for doing what I'm not going to be able to do because people talk a good talk until, as we saw, Ashley Babbitt gave her life for those people because they didn't think that the cops were going to shoot at them because of whatever reason. We'll call it privilege. But, you know, at the minute she got shot, they all went, oh, shit. This is for real.
Yeah, so it got real.
Yeah, and they all stood around like, okay, maybe we should just go back this way. But again, that's why they thank people for their service. And I'm not mad at them for doing it. I just think if you're expecting a certain response, kind of like the major who walked up to you at the bar and expects you to know he's a major. Look, I wasn't in the military, so I'm not going to recognize your rank, even if it was on you. Right. You know, you can't expect that from everybody. I can recognize Army rank and Air Force rank, but for me, I can't identify Navy rank at all. So,
yeah,
if I can tell you what you are.
Yeah. No, and I totally respect that. I get the sentiment behind it. Mm-hmm. I just feel like I don't know. I just maybe think differently. Like sometimes when you have this, everybody in this particular group that has this job, we should all be like, oh, let's thank all the teachers. Some teachers suck, right? Mm-hmm. There's some amazing teachers out there that don't get the credit or the pay that they deserve, but there are some shitty ones. So yeah. I can't be like everybody in the teachers association is awesome. No, all of them aren't, right? Same for cops, same for, and that really applies to everything, right? Mm-hmm. Some podcasts suck. Some podcasts are good. hopefully we fall into the good category. But
and we're maybe some people, and for others,
for some people, they're going to be like, you guys suck. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, I get it, you know, but I just find it interesting how we will totally praise people that we don't know personally, or really put our lives on the line for a stranger, such as the past president, you know, that people felt like, hey, I'm going to go out there because he said it and give me liberty, give me death, such as the realtor in Dallas. Who was begging for the president to pardon her. She felt like she was doing what he said. I'm just like, how do you support? It's one thing to support a party. I've never believed in somebody that much that I would totally hop on a plane, fly to the Capitol, and do what these people did. Even if it was Barack. I mean, Barack's cool, but I'm not going to risk my life for him.
Excuse me, sir. That's President Obama to you.
Oh, goodness. President Barack Obama, I am not going to risk my life for him.
I'm just saying, he follows me on Twitter. I'm just making sure that we
get that's great. That's great that he follows you on Twitter. But, you know, I just don't understand how people can just be so convinced into, and I don't know, I guess whatever people believe in, you think of religion, people believe and follow the leader of that church, sometimes regardless of their behavior outside the pulpit, they will still follow that person. So, maybe that's just how the world is. It's kind of like Lord of the Flies.
Oh, man. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and just overheard two people having crazy random conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. And we've been having these crazy random conversations since college.
Yep. It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Be sure to like, subscribe, and also leave a comment or review.
Hey, don't forget to watch The Bachelor tonight, too, man. Or you can skip it and just catch our Black Bachelor recaps. We'll let you know what happened, you know, who won the episode, and kind of predict who's going to get the boot.
Yes. And join the conversation by commenting. You can agree. You can disagree. Mm-hmm. You can agree to disagree. Mm-hmm. You'll also be put into the running for one of our monthly Regular Guys Random Thoughts giveaways. So definitely like, subscribe, and comment.
Yes, it's the RGRT Pod Black Bachelor Recaps every Tuesday on YouTube. Just search RGRT Pod and be sure to like, subscribe, and hit the bell for notifications. Now let's get this show started. Let's give some shout outs. Got some couple people I want to give shout outs to, like Tracy down in Alabama, who is getting the family involved. She got her sister listening. So thank you. Thank you, Tracy. And, you know, thanks to sister as well for listening and actually listening to Tracy's advice and following along on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll give a shout out to Troy, my brother, for always listening, leaving comments.
Yep.
And randomly text me, hey, that was funny, or this was good, or I like that y'all did this. Because you always wonder, like, are your friends even listening?
Yeah.
Do they watch? But you don't want to be all, you know, thirsty, like, hey, did you see the video we did? We've been following the podcast. So you don't want to ask. So it's just cool to see that when he comments and likes stuff, I'm like, okay, my family's listening.
Yeah. Also, shout out to Don down in Chucktown. He was so tickled by the swingers conversation last week. I'm not going to ask why, Don. But he shared that with Andy, who's out in Nashville. I hadn't talked to Andy in a long time, man. So great catching up with Andy as well, too. What up, Andy? And now Andy, who listens to a lot of podcasts, has now added us to his rotation. So every Monday he'll be checking out the podcast as well. So what up, Andy? And thanks, Don, for passing it on.
Yeah, thanks, Andy. And last shout out for me, got to give a shout out to Mom. So you think about some of the stuff that you do, like, what if your parents heard you say it? And so when we first started doing this stuff, one thing that came to my mind is like, I need to watch what I say, because what if my mom listens to it, right? Mm-hmm. But then also I realized I'm 46. I'm grown.
So scared of my mama.
And so I'm like, I'm a grown-ass man. So I'm like, you know, I could say, she's going to hear me say some stuff that she probably wouldn't have thought I would have said, but she still actually listens and even forwards it and shares it in our family's group chat. So appreciate that, Mom. Thanks for not calling me out for my foul language.
Yeah, and you still waiting for that phone call, like, yeah, so what happened? Hello, Mom?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, well, my phone was going out.
Yeah, it was that dark liquor we were drinking, and, you know.
Which, funny you should say that, because my mom was like, I talked to her this week, and she's like, yeah, so I listened to this week's episode. And I was like, yeah, and? Uh-huh. I listened. I was like, well, what did I say? Now I got to go back and listen. So
I want you to know I heard that shit. I just want you to know.
It was what she said. Oh, my God. So that kind of made me smile. But one note, what made you smile this week?
So what made me smile this week was a story out of Oklahoma. So there's this kid, D. Mitchell. And he goes to Oklahoma State 2018 as a freshman. He goes to the coach of the basketball team and, you know, really wanted to get on the team, trying to sell himself. So they let him, you know, kind of walk on, practice. Eventually he started, you know, joined the team, but he wasn't on scholarship, but he just busted his butt. Mm-hmm. 2 years later, the coach goes up to his job at Walmart and they video. It's a cool little video, but they video the coach going to his job at Walmart and offering him a full scholarship, right? And the dude broke down to tears. And what the coach said is that he was proud of how hard he worked. He didn't complain. You know, he just kept pushing and pushing every single day. And that's what it took for him to get that scholarship. And it just made me smile because there are a lot of people out there that some people are just blessed and lucky and fortunate sometimes. But then there are those that just have to grind. And this kid is going to school full time, playing basketball and working retail at Walmart. Right. And he was able to still achieve his goal of getting a full ride scholarship. Probably doesn't have to work at Walmart anymore. Right. But it was such a cool story to see. And the first person he called was his mom.
Yeah.
So it was just proud to see that happen for D. Mitchell. So congratulations, D. Mitchell. Glad you're on the Sooners. I'm not the Sooners, Oklahoma State's team. I'm not a fan of Oklahoma State because I'm a Longhorn fan, but proud of you.
You know, it's always interesting, those stories behind the walk-on kids, because there's so much they have to go through. You think about what the scholarship athletes do. They go to class when they feel like it. They go to practice, and that's their entire day. So imagine having to do that. You're the walk-on, so you're fighting for a spot on the team anyway. That walk-on spot is very hard to get. And then you still have to go out and work. So it's always fun when and to see the team reactions whenever that walk-on player who's gained the respect of their teammates who are all on scholarship finally gets the scholarship. It's always an amazing moment to see. I didn't see this one, but I can only imagine how it was, especially for him at work.
J.J. Watt was a walk-on. Think of that. Yeah, J.J. Watt was a walk-on at first, and he told his family, look, just I'm going to get on the team, and by next year I'll have a scholarship.
But I'm going to need you all to pay for this first.
Look at where his career took him. But I mean, it's just cool stories like that. But you're right. Just the hard work of that young kid with going to college and having a full-time job and being on the basketball team. It's a pretty cool story. It made me smile.
So what made me smile this week was I saw this in Us Weekly. And it was, you remember Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child?
Yes.
So for those who may not remember, Michelle Williams is the third member of the last incarnation of Destiny's Child. There was Beyonce. There was Kelly, and then there was Michelle. And Michelle's always been seen as the most timid of that trio, right? And so she's on social media, and somebody says, Michelle, I love you, but you need some children. So she replies, you're an idiot. They go, hey, that's kind of uncalled for. And she goes, no. And I'm going to just read what they have down here for what she said. No, what's uncalled for is you telling a woman that she needs to have children. Then she goes, what if that woman can't have children? What if that woman doesn't want children? Watch your mouth and fingers. Don't ever let that come out of your mouth or your fingers on a comment section again to anybody. I would have ignored, but too many people need to stay out of a woman's uterus. Now scram and be blessed. And I love that last part, and be blessed, because you know when she did her individual her solo career, she went the gospel route. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, of course, you know, sprinkle some oh bless his heart.
Yeah. Fix it, Jesus, fix it.
And I love the fact that she did that, just because, you know, it's too often, and women go through this and probably and affected by this a lot more than men are, because, you know, people asking me, oh, when are you going to have kids? It's not a big deal. You know, whether it's my mom or whether it's other people. Like, I had a woman who was mad at me years ago and was like, you're 30 and don't even have any kids. I'm like, yes, I don't have a wife. So what?
Yeah.
Because my plan is a little different than yours. I mean, whatever you do is up to you. But, you know, and I just think when people are always jumping in and trying to dictate what your life should be and the path that your life should take, when they're not invested personally in your life, what, why are you jumping in somebody's comments saying, I love you, but you need children? You know, right. It's like people saying right now, oh, so yeah, you have a daughter. When are y'all having a second one? None of your goddamn business.
Right.
How about that?
100% right. I think that is, and I'm proud that Michelle said that, because I think people need to hear that, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of my life, well, you're old, you're not married, you don't have any kids, why not? Why is that your business?
Yeah.
And to her point, what if this person couldn't have kids? And how bad do you make them feel? I used to do that to people when they would ask me, how come you don't have any kids? I'm like, oh, well, I can't ever since the accident. Like, oh, really? And I'm like, oh, yeah, you haven't heard? And then you see their face with like, oh, shit. And I'm like, yeah, you feel stupid now, don't you? Don't ask people that. It's none of your business when I have kids.
I'm mad I never thought of that.
Yeah, I'd totally be like, yeah, no, ever since the accident, I can't, you know? But it's such a rude question for people to ask. And some people still have that mentality, right? I remember I had a manager one time that I didn't work for him, but we were peers. And I was saying something about, I got to iron some shirts. He's like, see, Terrell, that's why you need to get married. You know, my wife does all that. I'm just like, okay, that's A, then I don't have a good reason to get married. B, you found a woman who wanted to iron your shirts and all that stuff. That's for you. But that's not what marriage is, right? But I'm not going to get married just so I can have somebody do my laundry for me. And I'm not going to have kids just because you feel that's what you're supposed to do. I had someone tell me that, yeah, that's what your purpose is. You're supposed to reproduce. I'm like, no, I'm not. No one said I had to do that. And then he got biblical with me. And that's when I was like, okay, good day, sir. I had enough.
Show me where it's written in stone.
Yeah, show me that. Because we all know there are some people who had kids that definitely shouldn't have had kids, right? But it's just a rude thing that a lot of people ask people that are single or people that don't have children. Well, why not? Oh, you're missing out. So I'm proud that Michelle said that. People need to hear that shit. Stay out of other people's business.
Exactly. And fellas, whatever you do, do not start inquiring about a woman's uterus unless you're in a relationship with that woman and you're planning a future with that woman. Other than that, stay out of it. Just a word of advice.
Yeah. No, it's good advice. I find it bold. That's the thing about social media, where you can have access to these people and be able to say that behind the computer screen. But like, would you walk up to Michelle at the grocery store? Oh, you're Michelle from Disney Channel. You are beautiful. Your voice is awesome. But you know what? You need some babies. Like, exactly. If you say that to her face, most likely not. So that's the problem with Twitter, I guess. But good for her.
Exactly. So as we get into politics as usual, there's really just one big thing to talk about, and that's the inauguration that you were so worried about and said they should have done virtually. They didn't do it virtually. They did it where it was supposed to be. We cannot succumb to terrorists. We cannot allow them to disrupt what we do. And so defiantly did the inauguration where it normally is, just no crowd besides those who are watching. What did you think?
You know, I'm glad that I was wrong. That nothing happened. I think the security teams, FBI, they did a great job. You know, they had some of these soldiers that they had to take out.
Yeah.
Not take out, but they remove them. Because,
I know what
you
meant.
Yeah. Because,
but thanks for clearing it up.
Yeah, I just wanted to clear it up. But they had to remove them because they were tied to some far right wing conspiracy groups. Mm-hmm. So I think they did a good job of vetting it. I think it was a beautiful moment. For a few different reasons. One, for Joe Biden, mm-hmm. I think that for him to be striving to get to this point for most of his life and to finally have that moment and show that vulnerability was great. And for Kamala Harris and what it represents. And I know that people are going to harp on the race issue and the female, you know, issue. Mm-hmm. Just like they did when Barack Obama was, they just kept talking about the first black president, right? Mm-hmm. But before we get to the point where we're done with kind of having that conversation, I thought it was a great moment for people to see across the world of how diverse that America has become, what opportunities now lie ahead for other people of color, other women. I thought it was a really great moment. I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was a beautiful ceremony. It was a great day. And I think it felt like, there's a whole lot of change, like a positive, like a weight's been lifted off our shoulders, mm-hmm. If you will, regardless of your political view. It just felt good. And I enjoy that. I watched it and I celebrated it. And then the next day I'm like, all right, time for y'all to go to work. Let's see what you got to do now. Right?
Let's see what you got to do. You know, the interesting thing about it was, of course, you had Gaga singing the national anthem. When J-Lo walked, I was like, is she going to dance or is she going to sing? And if she's going to sing, is it pre-recorded? I'm just checking. Because, you know, she's not the greatest vocalist.
Right.
I know some people who are surprised by Gaga's vocals. And I'm like, well, Gaga's always been a singer, though. So I'm not surprised by that. Garth Brooks doing his. And again, I saw a lot of this. I didn't hear a lot of it because I was still working. Some of us still had to work regardless. So I did notice that when Garth Brooks was leaving, after he did his performance and he was walking off, he stopped and hugged every president along the way. Like, I'm like, Garth doesn't want to leave the stage. And the guy who was after him on the podium was just sitting there waiting, like, until he finally he's gone. He's like, all right, cool. Yeah. All right. I can continue. But of course, the biggest thing that came out of the inauguration and the most talked about thing is Bernie Sanders and the Bernie Sanders meme. And that has been so amazing. They've placed him in so many different places.
Yeah.
And the winner, I have to say, because even up to Saturday night when Conor McGregor lost to Poirier, they even have Bernie Sanders choking out Conor McGregor in a meme. Sunday morning, I'm like, y'all just won't let it rest, huh? But the person who won, because he's been in a lot of different places. If you're in the Chuck, you know, he was on top of the Coburg Cow down in West Ashley. That's one of those landmarks, right? Mm-hmm. But the best one was Janet Jackson. She tweeted it, and it's her classic album cover with her standing with her arms above her head. Rene Elizondo has got his arms around her, covering her breast. Well, mm-hmm. instead, now it's Bernie. It's the mittens. So just go to Janet Jackson on Twitter and see it. It's amazing to watch.
Man. I like the Demi Moore ghost one, where the pottery. So remember the movie Ghost, where Demi Moore is like, they're doing that pottery deal. Then you see Bernie's mitten hands come around to the pottery and he's on his shoulder. I thought it was cool. And I listened to Bernie this morning and they are asking him about that. Like, how you feeling about all this? And he's taking it like a champ. Mm-hmm. I couldn't imagine it, because I think I don't know what that would feel like. Like if something you or I did, everybody just started making huge memes out of it. Because it's always funny at first. And after a while, you're like, God, you feel bad for the person. But after listening to Bernie talk about it today, he's making shirts and all these different things, using it as a way to raise money. So I'm like, well played, Bernie. But that was hilarious.
That's actually cool because he is doing it, and 100% of the profits going to charity. So that's great. You know.
Yeah, and Garth Brooks. You know, I love the meme about him where it says Garth Brooks is a man of his words. He showed up in boots to a black tie affair.
Yeah. Oh, lyrics from Friends in Low Places.
Yeah. I was like, go on, Garth, be you.
Well, I mean, Jennifer Lopez showed up like she was going to the inauguration in 1872. So, I mean, but who am I to talk about fashion?
Hey, me either. I leave that one alone. Leave that to J-Lo.
Hey, you said Bernie took it like a champ. How are you taking last weekend in the NFL playoffs, as we get into For the Love of Sports? You know, you predicted the Saints winning the Super Bowl and Drew Brees walking off into the sunset a la John Elway.
Yep. I'm over it. I'm over it. I'm good. You know, I think what I feel good about last week's loss is that it was truly a loss. We can't say we were cheated. Mm-hmm. There was no weird call. There was no reason that we lost a game except ourselves. Drew threw those two picks. I'm happy that we had a good run. I'm happy about what Drew Brees has done for the city of New Orleans. Wish him well on his next phase, next chapter of his life. Mm-hmm. Now I'm more focused on who is going to be our quarterback, because I don't want to be Jameis Winston. Now there's a whole lot of talk and rumor. You know, Matt Stafford's name has come up, which wouldn't be a bad pick, but it's not a long-term pick.
Right.
And then Deshaun Watson's name came up, and that piques my interest. I think if Deshaun came to the Saints, that could be good. But I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But, I mean, I think great job to Tom Brady and the Buccaneers in that story. And I feel like you are probably going to be right with your prediction about a State Farm Super Bowl.
Okay, so let's predict let's go ahead and predict what's going to be, because you've got the NFC Championship, AFC Championship. We're recording this on Sunday before the games, so we have no idea what the outcome is. Let's go with the Super Bowl predictions right now. Who's going to the Super Bowl?
I'm going to pick the Packers and the Chiefs. I think the Bucs are good, but I think the Packers are just playing way better. Aaron Rodgers is just on fire right now. And so I just don't see Tom Brady and the Buccaneers beating them. If they do, it'll be a phenomenal story. Mm-hmm. But I'm picking the Packers. And then with the Chiefs, I know that Mahomes was injured. He had on concussion protocol. Now he's back. As of Thursday, they gave him the green light to play, which you knew that was going to happen.
Of course.
I don't think the Chiefs have – I'm sorry. I don't think the Bills have enough to beat the Chiefs. Even if Chad Henne was quarterback, I think they could beat the Bills.
So, okay, two things on that. One, you're absolutely correct in the fact that they were going to clear Pat Mahomes. We knew that last week. It's like they shouldn't, but you know they're going to. For the long-term health of their team and the runs at the Super Bowl, they should just go sit your ass down. If we make it to the Super Bowl, then you should come back out. And for his own health, but you know he's not gonna sit. He's gonna say he's fine. So you knew this was gonna happen. The only thing is, I remember that LeBron and Kobe Nike campaign of them meeting in the finals. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. It seems that whenever they go that route, and I know State Farm didn't do this, and they probably purposely didn't do this, because if they did, then it'd been easy. It'd be easy one. I just don't know that it's actually going to happen. I predicted the State Farm Super Bowl, and I'm going to stick with my prediction, and still sticking with the prediction that Aaron Rodgers. I went back a little too far. That Aaron Rodgers actually wins the Super Bowl. To your point of Tom Brady, because I think last week you're like, well, what if the Bucs go? You know, you've got Tom Brady and Gronk that are accustomed to the cold weather. Yeah, well, there are only two people on the field.
True.
The other 20 people on the field on offense and defense are not accustomed to that cold weather, and therefore, they're going to be affected by it. So it doesn't matter how well Tom does, and Tom isn't always great, even in cold weather. So,
yeah, that's a very good point. I mean, we'll have to see. I think today will be a good day of football. I don't see there being a blowout game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that. I think both of them are going to come close to the wire. I just think that with Mahomes back in, I don't think the Bills really stand a chance against Pat Mahomes.
Right. I saw this, and it definitely is up for this bullshit, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, on Trump's way out, he was pardoning a bunch of people, 143 people, including, you know, Lil Wayne, Kodak Black. He even pardoned Steve Bannon, which people were really questioning whether he would or not. Well, one of the people that he also pardoned was former Death Row Records co-founder Michael Hario Harris. And the reason I'm putting that in this bullshit is because Snoop came out saying, I love what they did. Thanking Trump for what he did. That's great work for the president and his team on the way out, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then he goes on to say, they did some great work while they were in there, and they did some great work on their way out. Let them know I love what they did. And I'm going, but Snoop, weren't you one of the people that was quick to say F Donald Trump? Weren't you one of the people that was criticizing him all the time throughout his entire presidency for the last 4 years? You were criticizing this man. And just because he pardons someone that you know, now it's, oh, thank you, man. He did great work the entire time. Really? I get it. If you want to thank him for pardoning Hario, I'm all for that. But to go, he did great work while he was in there? That's not what you were saying. You weren't saying that.
Well, that's tough. I'm trying to go against you on this one, but I agree. it's rare, but
it hurts your heart to say you agree.
It's just hard to come out. But
choke on that.
No, I agree. Snoop talked a lot of shit. about the president, and then now to give this thank you. I think that's just what you do. Hey, you know, something positive. But on the flip side, I think to myself, when have I ever looked at Snoop and thought, you know, wow, that's a great point, Snoop. Like, I don't really pay attention to him, you know, and he's high. So let him alone. Let him smoke his blunts. Let him say whatever he wants. I don't understand the why for some of these pardons. I'm curious. Mm-hmm. Like, what was the motivating factor? Like, why did he pardon Lil Wayne? Mm-hmm. Like, where did that come from? You know what I mean? I just find it interesting. Yeah, I wonder what goes into that thought process. Like, give me a list of names. Okay, yes, yes, yes. You know, Kodak Black. What made him pardon Kodak Black? Like, why? You know what I mean? I'm just curious. What was the motivation?
I can tell you why. I've done more for Black people than any other president. I freed Lil Wayne. I freed Harry O. I freed Kodak Black. I freed Black people from jail. It's what I do. If he really wanted to do that, he could have freed everybody that was in jail. If he really wanted to make a statement, freed everybody that was in jail on marijuana charges.
Yeah.
Because with weed being legal in so many states now, and you've got rich people making a shitload of money off of weed, you could pardon those people if you really want to make a statement. But, you know, at the end of the day, what's his reasoning for it? I don't know, because everybody thought, including Joe Exotic himself, thought that he was going to pardon Joe Exotic. Mm. And Joe had his hair and makeup people want to come out looking pretty, had the limo ready to go, and his name was not on the list.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the reality is this. Everyone's going to play Monday morning quarterback. We could easily critique what he did and why, you know, he should have did this or he should have did that. Well, he did. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, like, what's the process for a president to be like, okay, I don't know this person personally, but yeah, sure.
I'm curious to know what the heck Snoop was thinking to say he did great work throughout the entire time. Now, the only thing I can think that Snoop would actually, why he would say that is because Snoop makes enough money and has enough money that those tax breaks that Donald Trump gave to the wealthy, mm-hmm. he probably benefited from it. Now, mm-hmm. you and I wouldn't see those benefits. So we're like, yeah, but what did he do that was great?
Yeah.
And but if that's the case, then say that. Not just he did great stuff while he was in there. He did great stuff on the way out. Not when you've been criticizing him for 4 years while still reaping the benefits. Mm-hmm. I just find it hypocritical.
Yeah. Yeah. And he did probably make a lot of money on tax breaks. And maybe that's what he meant. But who knows? I can't speak for Snoop. Yeah, it is what it is. I just find it interesting of the people he chose to pardon. Like, why? And I'm sure there's other people probably more deserving of a pardon than some of these folks. But again, you know, it's easy for us to critique him and say what he did was wrong. The day after, no matter what, there's nothing he would have done that everybody would be like, you know what? We all agree with that. That would never happen.
Right. No, very true.
Yeah. So, I mean, we could easily just pick him apart. It's not going to do anything good. Yeah. I don't see any benefit out of it. And then again, I try to think about when I look at social, just who says what, I'm like, if this person gave me, when I go to this person for advice, would I go to them to seek wisdom? And when I check the box, no, well, anything they say on social, I ignore it. So if Snoop says something like that, I would not go to Snoop for like life lessons or for wisdom. If I wanted to become a rapper, maybe, but I wouldn't go for anything else. And so anything he says about politics, I just kind of scroll past it.
However, if you had a son, a nephew, someone you were mentoring who wanted to get into youth football, you would go to Snoop. Snoop has had a lot of has been great coaching kids in football. So, I mean, you're right. What topics would you seek advice from? For Snoop, it would be rapping, weed, and football, youth football. Because he's got some people that came up in his league. Him and Luke both have people who came up in their leagues that are in the NFL right now.
Yeah. But for politics, not so much.
Yeah,
I kind of have to hard pass on that one.
I don't think a lot of people are going to call him out on this part of it. They're just going to go. They're going to excuse it. But at this point, I just got to call it what it is. At the same time, I'm confused by it. What is it exactly? Yeah. And if it's just about the tax breaks, I get it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you criticize him for 4 years. And I understand thanking him for pardoning Harry O. I get that part. I don't get the part of praising him for what he did for the last 4 years when you spent the last 4 years criticizing him.
Yeah. What did Harry O do? What was he in jail for?
That I don't know, to be quite exact.
Mm. Well, I'm curious about that. Like, what did he do?
Mm-hmm.
This is
where if we had a producer, we would say, look it up. Tell us what it is. We haven't gotten to that point yet. And when we get to that point, when we have a producer, we can say, hey, so-and-so, look at what it is. And, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm like, well, you know, if he just had maybe some tax evasion, you know, maybe he got caught with a couple pounds of weed or something like that. Yeah. Okay. But.
I'm not mad at the pardon. I'm all for our people getting out of jail who haven't killed anybody. I'm all for people getting out of jail who ain't gonna run up in my house. I'm all for that. Yeah. The rest of them can stay in there. I'm all for the people, our people getting out of jail who haven't sexually abused anybody.
Yeah.
Those people can stay in there. I'm not mad at the pardon. And again, I'm fine with him thanking him for the pardon. I just don't understand why he thanked him for, he said they did a great work throughout his time in the White House. That's not what we've known him for.
Mm. Yeah, well, what's done is done.
Yeah.
At least all the people that were arrested for the insurrection at the Capitol, none of those folks were pardoned. And right. So I was worried that that was going to happen or they were going to be included in that list. I'm glad they weren't. And justice hopefully will be served for every single one of those bastards.
Because you're right. Jenna Ryan was one of those people who was begging for that pardon. And, you know, perfect example of this bullshit. The fact that she's like, well, he told us to come to Washington. Yes, he told you to come for the rally. Now, granted, you allowed yourself to be riled up by all the stuff that was said on that stage, not just by him, but by other people, because there was a lot of, they could feel the shift. And mm-hmm. people that were actually there in support of the president said they could feel the shift of what was happening. The energy just shifted and it became something else. And as they're walking with other people towards the Capitol, they were like, wait a minute, this doesn't feel right. Met up with some of their other folks and dipped out.
Yeah.
And so see, that's why I'm not mad at anybody who went to the rally.
Yeah.
I was never mad at people who went to the rally. Now those who went to the Capitol and those who entered the Capitol, I was, yeah.
Yep.
So Jenna Ryan, who was out there on social media, knowing what she was doing, right?
Yeah.
And even, you know who to call for your realty needs? Call Jenna Ryan, and we're going inside the Capitol.
Yeah.
He did all that. He didn't tell you to go inside the Capitol. He didn't tell you to go and do that. And yes, he did incite that in some sense, but you chose to go through and follow with all of that. And
yeah.
I'm glad that he didn't, because I really and truly, and remember, I said this from the very beginning, he's going to pardon everybody if you don't, if you arrest them now. So I'm glad that he didn't, because they deserve whatever comes to them at this point.
No, they do, 100%. And a lot of those people, you know, Jenna Ryan included, I think are full of crap, because there are all these posts that she did and videos on her way to Washington saying, we're going to do this. And we're going to, I mean, she, all of them had that plan. Right. Yeah. And then it turned into whatever it turned into. What made me laugh about her was how she feels I deserve a pardon.
Yeah.
And that we all deserve a pardon. And like, where does this deserve thing?
I'm entitled.
Yeah. Where's this come from? You know, like, no, you deserve exactly what you're going to get. And I know this, the sad thing about the human being I am is I love when people ruin their lives sometimes on social. You know, I find it so funny. So anytime I see an article, so when Jenna Ryan's name comes, first thing I did is I went to her Facebook page, went to her realty page, and then just started looking at comments. And of course, everybody starts blasting her. She shut her comments down. You can't comment on her deal anymore. But people were like blasting her on there. And I'm like, this is so hilarious. You ruined yourself. Almost goes back to the original we started this podcast, right?
Yep.
A few minutes. All it takes sometimes is to ruin your life and your livelihood. And she did exactly that.
Except it wasn't a few minutes, it was a bunch of posts. And then to the point that now, like, PayPal shut down her account. She was trying to raise money for her defense.
Her defense, yep.
You know, after bragging that you flew in a private jet to the rally, you know, you got to be careful of what you say on social, because it can come back to bite you in the butt. You know, you've seen where that's where people have been committing crimes and then posting about it. Like, and that's exactly what happened at the insurrection at the Capitol. You committed a crime and you're there posting on your social. And so now when you realize, oh, crap, they're coming, Now, what are you doing? Let me see if I can scrub my social media. They can still get it.
Yeah, they're still going to get it. It's still out there. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get caught. And kudos to the people who recognize some of these folks and gave those anonymous tips for these people to be caught. But I just think it's so crazy. If I was going to do anything that illegal or stupid, number one, leave your phone at home.
Yeah.
Don't bring it with you. That way they can't sell that you pinged off a cell tower,
right?
You know, anywhere near the Capitol. You know, leave it back home. Don't post about it.
Yeah.
You know, just shut up. If you're going to do it, but don't post about it. I just don't understand people that do that shit. That's crazy.
But again, they get what they deserve.
Yeah, they sure do. And I'm happy to see them all locked up. And unfortunately, some of them, they had the guy in Texas who told his kids, you better not rat, because something about snitches. And it wasn't snitches get stitches, but he was talking about he has bullets.
Yeah, so you kill him.
Yeah, and I'm just like, so you're going to kill your kids if they rat that you went to the Capitol? Like, that's just so stupid. As they say, you know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Stupid is and stupid does.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, let's get out of here, man. I'm not going to toast with a beverage today. I'm actually going to, it is a beverage, but it's not... And, you know, the brown. Well, it is kind of brown. there's no alcohol in this.
Yeah.
This is tea in my 49ers cup, because I remember a couple episodes ago, you were like, oh, you need some. I have stuff. Trust me. I'm
sure you do.
I need to wear it like a neophyte every time my team is playing. Because my team is playing. But I wanted to break this out for you today and welcome you to the playoff watch bench. We've been here since the beginning of the playoffs, watching the playoffs from our, and now you and your Saints can do the same, and I welcome you. So I'd like to toast to you with some honey ginger tea.
No, and I'm gonna drink some. I'm drinking my little coffee with some powdered cinnamon and cream, because it's still a little early on a Sunday for me to hit the liquor. But I will once the games start, and I accept your toast of joining you guys on the bench. I know it's been hard for you the last 3 years to watch us in the playoffs every year, and you guys.
Wow, we went to the Super Bowl last year. What are you talking about? We kicked you out of the playoffs last year. Don't do that.
What? What?
Did we not beat y'all in the playoffs last year?
No, last year, who was it that we lost to in the playoffs? Oh shit, it was you guys, wasn't it? Y'all were in the Super Bowl last year?
Yeah. Against the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's start over.
Start over. Oh, now you want to start over. No. We're continuing.
No, let's start over. So what I'm drinking is coffee, a little powdered cinnamon, some cream, because I'll start drinking liquor a little bit later when I watch the games. But I'll accept your toast. Happy to be on the seat with you guys to watch the game. As long as y'all don't win and you're not in the Super Bowl, I'm happy. Because if y'all do win and you win a Super Bowl, I have to hear your mouth for a whole year talking shit. So,
all right,
happy about that.
I'm Yanni Root.
Just Terrell.
Follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, at RGRT Pod.
Yes. Send us some of your random thoughts or some of your bullshit, and we'll talk about it on the show.
Yes, it's Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers to the 49ers and the Saints. Cheers.
Cheers.